Good evening, everybody. This is Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist. I am talking to you from Atlanta, Georgia, USA. This is an international show, and I'm very, very pleased to have had my wife on last week, and we planned for that just to be it for a while, and something very, very exciting happened this past week, and I'm going to let my wife give you all the details, but I'd like her to come in and just talk a few minutes. She's not going to stay with us, but share some very, very powerful information, and for everyone to listen up, and here's Jackie.
Hi, everybody. As Dr. Needle had told you, I started talking about this last week, and then the show, somebody called in, and we didn't get back to it, and I had a physical, I guess it was about 6 or 8 months ago, for life insurance, and we talked about it at the time when the gentleman who, the agent that I went through, called me to tell me that I had passed the physical, and I knew that I was going to. I kept telling everybody that I was going to pass it at the top.
Tell them how old you are, Jackie.
I am 70. I was 70 in August. And this past week, and then we talked about it a little bit, and we're kind of excited about it because I did pass it. And I told people that I passed it, and I told them where I passed it at and everything, and then we just kind of forgot about it. And this past week, Dr. Needle had a patient here, and she sells, part of her job is she sells life insurance. So I brought it up to her. I said, I took a life insurance physical, and I said, I told them I was going to pass it at the top. And I said to Heidi, I passed it on the preferred basis. And she said, no way. She said, are you sure? And I said, well, yeah, I passed it on the preferred basis. And when she was here, I couldn't find my results. And so after she left, I went to look for them. And I had filed it away, and I pulled it out, and I called her, and I said, Heidi, I just want to tell you, it says on here that I passed it on the preferred plus basis, not just preferred. She said, no way, no way. Nobody that's 70 years old ever passes life insurance on a preferred basis, much less on a preferred plus basis. She says, I cannot wait to get back to my office to tell the people I work with about you and Dr. Needle. So I just want to tell you, just as a reminder, when Dr. Needle started this program, I always say we because I do the computer part of our work together. But when he started this program, I was a sick puppy. I had cholesterol of 305. My triglycerides were through the roof. My blood pressure was good. It is always, thank God, it had always been good. But I had just so many things wrong with me. And this goes back probably about, 7 or 8 years ago when we started it. So, you know, we've been doing it for a long time. And I don't come from really good genes. My father passed away when he was just 70. And my mother was 82 and had an awful lot of things wrong with her. And I'm healthy, and Dr. Needle is healthy. I mean, very healthy. And we eat correctly. And I just want to tell you that today we were outside working in the yard. He's doing loafers, cutting down tree limbs so that we can see all the way through to the end of our yard. And I'm out sweeping the deck and cleaning the cobwebs from around the windows. And, you know, our friends don't do that kind of thing. And we are very young, 70 and almost 72 years old. And I just want to invite you to call Dr. Needle, to talk to him. He can help you. He is incredible. He will give you just as much time, really, as he gives me, because he is so interested and so caring and so kind. He wants you to be healthy like we are. So give him a call. He'll give you the numbers. And I just wanted to tell you about that life insurance physical, that I passed it on the preferred plus basis, and so can you. So call us. Thanks, Dr. Needle.
Thank you, Jackie.
Okay.
Well, folks, this is what this program is all about. And every week I keep harping on it and lecturing and giving sermons, so to speak, health sermons, because it is so important that people have a choice that they don't know about. They have a basic choice that is out there for the masses, and that's what they choose. And so what I want to do is to make it very clear why the awesome healing that takes place in this program at a very affordable price, by the way. And I think you'll understand that by the end of the hour that you can't afford not to do this program because of what will be lacking. And what I like to do each week is to go over experiences that I have with my clients, because this is not textbook. This is real, real day-to-day, week-to-week work with people, some of them pretty sick. And yet, I don't work with anybody that I can't help. And when I start with somebody, I always check to see if I'm able to help them. And what that means is that basically it's somebody who's near death that is too advanced for me to work with. And I'm not making claims that I'm going to reverse people's health with very advanced cancer or very advanced diabetes, etc. But it is rare, ladies and gentlemen, it's very rare that I ever turn anybody down. So that's what's so wonderful. And yet, it makes so much sense. And there is a gift that I use. I have many titles. I can be called a medical intuitive, where I pick up what's going on in people's bodies. And that's another way of expressing it, that through dowsing, that I pick this information up rather than just plain psychic pickup. And it's demonstrated through the dowsing rod. And for the first few years of my close to 30 years in this field, I didn't go out and use this until I was confident that what I was doing was extremely accurate. Because in some cases, it's life and death. It really, really is. Don't realize it at the time, but it can end up being like that. So I'd love for you to call me tonight, first of all, with anything that my wife Jackie had to say, or anything that I am going through with you tonight. I would love the feedback. This is a live show, and the number is toll-free, 1-888-815-9756. 1-888-815-9756. When you call in, I am very happy, there's no charge for any of this, to do a free dowsing. And I'll look at three basic organs and tell you, are you in the healthy spin zone? Are you in a neutral spin zone? Are you in a unhealthy spin zone? And I'm with the grace of God and the angels who do help me, that I am able to pick up this information, and over and over and over again, it is confirmed by physicians who do tests. It may be sometimes months later where something shows up, because I pick up many, many things at cell level. And that's very, very exciting, folks, because what it is turning people's health around at a very, very early stage, when if you go to an oncologist or you go to an internist and they do all of these tests and mammograms and so forth, more likely you're going to show a good bill of health. And it's unfortunate. It's not, you know, they're not intentionally telling you something that isn't true. Of course not. But what happens is that these instruments that are out there right now and these machines, this is the best that can be done for 2009, where we're at. But there is weeks and months and sometimes years of development of stuff that's not picked up, even if it's a very, very good physician that you're going to. It doesn't mean that there is a clean bill of health. So this is a very positive thing. It's not to be frightening, because if I can't help you, like I said, we don't get together, but very rare situation. And so I can begin to reverse or prevent many, many areas in prevention that you will not be able, unfortunately, in this day and time, to decide with all of the studies, and I went through it myself. It ends up a guessing game. It really does. You're guessing what you should eat. I hear, oh my goodness, over and over again, he eats right. Joe eats right. And you know what? He was jogging the other day, healthy as a horse, and he dropped dead. Well, Joe was not that healthy, but he didn't know that. And he went to the doctor, and the doctor says, your cholesterol looks good, Joe, and your blood pressure is normal. Get out of here. You're doing great. Not really. It's a false sense of security, a false sense of health. And so health is very, very particular to the genetics of an individual. And this is extremely important. The reason I get such good results, the reason my wife at 70 is in a preferred plus regimen, we take no prescription medications. We take no drugs. We take my eating plan for our specific genetics, and my wife is different than me, and we're all different. And we take specific supplements, because it is literally impossible to have high levels of health without nutrient supplementation. But, B-U-T, but in caps, what works for one person doesn't necessarily work for another. One person's food can be another person's poison. Because philosophically you believe that vegetarianism is the way to go, or raw food is the way to go, what happens is, for some people that may work. But for others, they may believe it philosophically, but, a lot of buts here tonight, but biochemically, it is disastrous, and it can literally make people very sick and create disease, and you know where the disease is going to be? The disease is going to be in the predispositions, in the weaknesses of that particular person. And so it's very, very important to understand that if you give the body the right foods and take away or reduce drastically the foods that are making that particular person and that particular person's genetics sick, you remove that and bring in the good stuff for those genetics. And then, along with that, bring in the high vibrational compatibility of nutrients, phytonutrients, that just simply means Latin for plant nutrients, that the body, along with bringing in a very special water, that the energy water supplement that's not out there, it's not in the health food stores, it's not in the supermarkets, but it is basically, if any of you have seen What the Bleep, that movie on spirituality and quantum physics and so forth, this same water is what I carry under my own company label. So it is so exciting by raising the vibrational frequency, giving the body what it needs for a specific genetics, okay, and supplementing, because it is literally impossible. You know, I have read over and over the average nutrients that are in oranges and apples and bananas this day and time, okay, are 12, 14, maybe up to 20 different nutrients, when they used to be 70 and 80 and 90. The soils are depleted, everyone. The soils are so worked and overworked. The minerals and the trace minerals, particularly these rare earths and trace minerals, which I provide for people, and I make sure that it's compatible for their body. There's nothing that particular client's going to take that isn't right for their genetics, or they don't take it. And basically, I take away over and over. Goodness gracious, if I added it up, it would be thousands and thousands of dollars that I have saved clients who, some of them are vitamin junkies, believe me. Everything that comes across the internet or at the health food store or network marketing, whatever's going on out there, they're going to grab it and try it. But you're doing it as a guessing game, because you don't know if it works or not. And just because you don't feel bad doesn't mean it works for you, because at cell level, you start with an irritation, moves to inflammation. Remember the predisposition? It may be in the colon, it may be in the breast, in the prostate. And so what we're doing is providing all of these fabulous nutrients and putting in food, which is a very big part of this. You can't just eat the right foods for your genetics and get better. We've already explained about you're talking about sprays and insecticides. You're talking about genetically modified foods and all of this stuff. How can we be healthy anymore? How can we live like the Hunza cuts in East Pakistan? Okay, these people have lived up in the Himalayas and they've been studying them for years and years and years. You know, how do they live? And they're functioning in 70s and 80s and 90s. They're doing like my wife and I in our early 70s, working heavily out in the backyard this morning. And the reason is that we are, number one, slowing up the aging process. Okay, everybody ages. We're not saying that we're not going to to die? Of course not, of course not. What we're saying is that just being older doesn't mean a heck of a lot. If you're not healthy, what good is it to be, really, you know, on life support, in a wheelchair, even a walker? You know, you are not doomed. Believe me, you are not doomed to this when everybody around you and all of, almost all of our friends, okay, in our age group, one or the other or both have cancer. They're in their 70s. Most of them are in our age group, late 60s and 70s. One with early stages of Alzheimer's. And yet the doctors can't pick this up yet. But I'm able to pick up and begin to, I don't want to use this word miracles, although sometimes it appears it's like miracles that take place with many clients that we've had. But what happens is that when, again, we're bringing for the specific blueprint of that individual what that person needs, it's different than their mother, different than their father, the grandparents, the siblings, it doesn't matter. Their children, we're all individual. And in this field and what I do, it is extremely, extremely important that I work with that. And if I go back in my 30, 31 years of in this field and in all different capacities and most of it in private practice, I was there. I guessed. Okay? I knew that the research on this particular vitamin company was excellent. Good reputation. Longevity with it. High quality stuff. But now I know that just because it has that reputation and that good research behind it doesn't mean that it's right for people for a particular situation. A classic example, and I've used this on the radio show many weeks, is green tea. Well, I'm here to tell you, I don't know what the statistics are out there in this country, but I can tell you this, I have yet to find maybe a handful of clients that I work with, and I work with people all over the United States and in Canada. I had a call the other day from a woman outside of Toronto, and it is amazing, okay, that the number of people that drink green tea, is it a wonderful product full of antioxidants? Yes. Polyphenols? Yes. But it depends on the genetics of that person, whether it's working or not. What about acai berry juice? Go to Costco, it's right up front. Noni juice, acai juice, pomegranate juice. They all are wonderful. Mangosteen. But what about for you that's listening? And you. Maybe none of it works. Maybe just one of them works. And so we have to understand, particularly in the United States, where we're, you know, mingling and commingling and we're all mixtures of all different ethnic backgrounds as each decade goes by. It just gets more and more. And so it becomes more tricky. And it becomes even more important to look at the specific genetics. Okay, and I'm here to tell you, I have not found even dowsers who have the accuracy that I have developed. I have not found them. In fact, they come to me for me to help them. And the reason is that most of the dowsers out there who have gone through a weekend training or even if they've been practicing with it, are using their own belief system. And so when that enters into the readings, particularly with health, it becomes different. I have another strong advantage, and that is my doctorate in holistic nutrition. And so I've been around the block many times with this, from all of the different low-carb diets and the raw food and macrobiotics, and we can go on and on and on and on with these different diets. And what I do, everyone, is not a diet. It is breaking down specific categories so that for the first time, whether you are 32 or 46 or 78, it doesn't matter, you will know what the right protein is for you. And all of these foods that are not correct, for your body, will cause irritation, will cause inflammation, will cause sickness and disease in your body. That is the biggest bottom line to what I'm talking about this evening. And so when I work with people, I'm able to pick up this information, and so that they understand this is just for them, and they don't have to wait 60 to 90 days to know whether it's working. And there are no contracts. You can stop whenever. But they know 9 out of 10 times within the first 2 weeks, much less 30 days, I'm feeling better. I have more energy. Wow, that arthritis in my hip seems to have gone away. I didn't notice it for a few days, but oh my goodness, when I bend over now, I don't hurt. Or my memory is returning. My short-term memory and long-term memory, beginning to remember things that I didn't remember before. And let me tell you that going out and taking specific ingredients, even in the holistic field, and I used to do this, going out and giving specific vitamins for people, going out and giving minerals for people that are not from plant sources, they're from rock, ground up rock and metals, so many times. When you do that, it's a foreign substance. The body can't handle it. The body looks at it as a foreign substance, and guess what happens? The body looks at it and says, well, it's a foreign substance. It doesn't come from fruit and vegetable or plant sources. So I'm either going to get rid of it, or I'm going to store it somewhere else in the body to bring a future problem somewhere else in your predisposition. Following me? Somewhere else where there's other weaknesses in your system. And speaking of holistic, separate vitamins and separate minerals and separate antioxidants, if they don't vibrate compatibly, they're not going to work for you. And let's go to the most prominent source of isolated synthetic chemicals. And I bet some of you already know what I'm going to say. It's pharmaceutical prescriptions, pharmaceutical drugs. There's big concern as of this evening about swine flu. Big consideration about it. What about the documented 500 people a day, 500 people a day, who are even given either the correct dosage for their medicines, their pharmaceutical drugs, and they took them as directed, they die. 500 people are falling off from taking the wrong medicine, but it was the right dosage from the physician, and they took it exactly the right milligrams. And yet these people are just shedding and dying off from day to day to day. What about them? But here we are focusing on a few hundred people and in a panic and pandemic over the swine flu. When people are on our program, truly protected, not just from the swine flu, but from parasites and worms. Folks, I can't tell you how many people that I check that are loaded with worms and parasites. Mostly, it's coming from their dogs and cats. And those suckers are in there, and they're gradually eating your body up. And what is the easiest thing to do? Is the easiest thing to do to try to treat it with a specific drug that will kill the worms and parasites? Or do you raise the vibrational frequency of your body? Hold on just one second. Let me finish my sentence. That you raise the vibrational frequency in the body, allow the body to have a very strong immune system so that they can't live in the body. And that's the point I wanted to make. Hello, who am I speaking with? Who's calling? Did somebody call and hang up? Anybody there? Okay. Maybe I didn't catch it soon enough. But anyway, they'll call back if they need to. And if you do need to call in, you would call the number 1-888-815-9756. And I'll be glad to speak with you and talk with you. So I'm giving you a general background. Pharmaceutical drugs, do we need them? In some cases, absolutely. Please don't get the idea that Dr. Needle is against all physicians and allopathic medicine. I'm not saying that, because there's reconstructive surgery. You fall out of a tree, automobile accident, God forbid these things. A heart attack, you can't take care of that nutritionally. You've got to have immediate attention, and they do absolute miracle work in so many cases. But so many times, taking flu shots, taking drugs unnecessarily, taking antibiotics for every little thing that comes along with your kids, my. And we could go on and on with vaccinations, and I'm not getting into that tonight. But these are isolated synthetic chemicals. And the body looks at it as a foreign subject, a foreign object. And when that occurs, it's got to either get rid of it, or it will store it somewhere else. And what started with a problem over here in the body becomes another problem somewhere else, and on to another specialist, and take more drugs, and all of it is treating a symptom. Okay? This practice is removing the causes. This practice is removing the causes. It is such an incredible healing experience. The clients who are with me, who have been with me a while, at least 60 to 90 days or more, okay, they understand it. They can feel the difference. They now, for the first time, my goodness, I didn't know I could feel this good. Well, they go to their doctor, And the osteoporosis got a lady in Kansas who went and she grabbed the phone, called me up, and said, "Here's my name, and everybody can call me. My osteoporosis in my back has stopped, and Dr. Needle, you told me don't expect things to reverse themselves, but in my right hip, my osteoporosis has reversed back to osteopenia, which is the beginning stage of osteoporosis. Just because you're getting 1,100 or 1,200 milligrams of calcium, and you're taking this stuff, or calcium, magnesium, what about the absorption? What about the absorption? What about the contribution of vitamin D? Vitamin D is extremely important for many, many, many. The more they study it, the more they realize that people with cancer have little to no vitamin D in their body. It's not absorbed and assimilated. Just taking a vitamin D supplement from Costco is not going to cut it. It's not. It's an isolated synthetic chemical. It's got to have the enzymes and cofactors for it to work in your system, so that it's absorbed and assimilated, and that the calcium is driven in with vitamin K and driven into the bones. All of this stuff, we don't have to sit down and analyze it all. If we can get the right supplements and eat the right food and eat less to no more of the food that makes us sick and causes disease, we are all going to be better. I want to go back to the dousing, okay, of the chronological age and the real age. I'm 70, will be 72 in about 10 days. My wife's going to be 71 in August. Those are our chronological ages. Now, understand, we have been working with this for several years. My real age is 41. My wife's real age is 39. No wonder she was a preferred plus. No wonder that they don't see that. No wonder. And she didn't mention tonight the medical doctor who ran all these tests and stuff just preferred to slough it off. And as the doctor normally says when these things happen and people get better and it's not under their regimen, "Oh, well, whatever you're doing, keep it up, Joe." "Doing good, Mary. Just keep up whatever you're doing. I'm not interested." You know, I do drugs and surgery. That's what I do. And so there's a place for that, as I touched on. And yet, we go overboard. And let's talk somewhat about the holistic part of it. In the holistic field, I'm not talking out of theory. I was there. I practiced it. I did the holistic treatment of people where, again, as I also said earlier, and particularly people that are just tuning in now, that I went and used the very best stuff that I could find through the research, and this was before computers. I was in this field way before computers, and finding the right information in all the seminars I went all over and into Canada and so forth over the years, fasting, 10-day fasting with a professional down in Florida. He's passed over now, but a wonderful man. And that was great, but that's a temporary way to cleanse your body. It's not a permanent way. And so, understanding that even in the holistic field, you're using natural supplements, but you're still guessing. You're guessing if that's what I should use, this herb for that, this antioxidant for this. And you don't know, and you have to look back, because we're guinea pigs. The client and the patient is a guinea pig, and see if it's going to work for you. And as I, to repeat, just because you don't feel that it's harming you, that it's working for you, is certainly not the case. And I'm having people all the time, and they're so excited, and they're letting me know, I'm taking fish oil, Dr. Needle. I want to take care of my heart. I'm taking cod liver oil. Well, I'll quickly douse and say, you know, Tom, fish oil is fine. You told me that you're taking cod liver oil. That is not fine for you. Really? For your genetics, it's negative, and that means that it's irritating. It's irritating your cells. It is causing inflammation. And it can grow into a long-term disease. If you've got cancer quite a bit in your family, that's probably where it'll go. Heart disease, diabetes, all of this stuff, all of this stuff. And so when you do holistic treatments, it's still guessing. When you do Dr. Needle's eating plan, it's not a diet, but it's taking 500 foods, going over them by categories, so that you understand this is what I will concentrate on from now on for my genetics. I guarantee you, I could put it in writing, you're going to get better, because you're now feeding your body what is right for its own blueprint. You're now taking supplements that are right. You know, I had a gentleman recently. He said, Dr. Needle, I'm feeling so much better with the eating plan, and I think I'll pass on the supplements right now. And I said to him, well, you know what? That's fine if that's what you choose to do. Please understand that 30 to 40% of your body, okay, will be healthier if you were taking these supplements, and that it's okay. I am not interested in making somebody's health 50% better. My goal is to get you 100% better. Can I do that? You bet I can. And I've done it over and over again. Because, remember, I'm not working with people that have way advanced diseases. And so where we typically leave it up to our doctor, to nurses, or run to the health food store, read an article, take this, take that, okay, drink this juice that's supposed to be so good, and guess what you're doing. You're guessing. And so the three, let's look at it and encapsulate this. The three ways of healing modalities, the three modalities that are out there, and I'm talking about the third one that most of you, or maybe all of you this evening, are not even aware of. In the first way, okay, it's drugs and surgery, treating symptoms. It's not removing the causes. Not interested in removing the causes, only interested in treating you. Not interested what that treatment is going to do to you later on by taking too many antibiotics. So if and when you really need an antibiotic, your immune system is so shot, you're too sick to even handle it, okay, and it's not working for you. Or that you are so strong with your immune system that when any bird flu, swine flu, whatever flying around, that you're going to be protected. Candida, protection against that. Protection against the parasites and the worms, which are amazing that when you douse people, how many, many people have been walking around with these things, and they'll get certain pains in their stomach, and then they'll wonder what that is. That's that parasite moving around. And I run into that. It's incredible. And you can spend a ton of money. You can keep coming back to your doctor. He can keep filling you up with drugs that are hopefully are going to knock something out for you. Isn't that all guesswork, too? Yes, it is. It's guesswork. So we've got treating of symptoms from allopathic medicine, drugs and surgery. We've got the holistic end, and that's, you know, naturopaths and working with acupuncture and all of these other modalities that are out there. And I'm not criticizing them, folks, and I'm not saying they're not doing any good. Okay. I've been there, not as an acupuncturist, but I've been there doing this kind of stuff for many, many years. And what happens is that it is guesswork, and sometimes I hit it right, and somebody really got better, and I felt so good about it. I wasn't just taking somebody's money from them, but I was actually healing them. And most of the time, I wasn't, because later on, something else was going to pop up because I didn't remove the causes. I didn't remove the causes. Okay, we've got about 10 more minutes. And again, you can call me at 1-888-815-9756. We have a little more time left. And I would love to answer any questions. I'm not a debater, but all I know is that what I do works. It doesn't matter if somebody believes in what I do. I've been doing it so long, and I've been in this field so long, and I've seen so many magnificent health improvements, starting with my wife, Jackie, and me. You know, at one time, I was a freshman college student, and I thought it was cool to smoke. This was in the mid-50s. I thought it was so cool, and at our freshman smokers at Emory University here in Atlanta, where I did my undergraduate work, I thought it was so cool, I started smoking. And I smoked for 23 years. 23 years. And before this broadcast started, I was speaking with my engineer before he was counting down, and I mentioned to him the fact that for a long time, I knew that there was still damage in my body even though I quit smoking, and that I tried German herbs and all kinds of stuff, got on the internet, you know, round and around and around. And yet, until this program came along, okay, my lungs and my bronchial tubes have not been fully healed. And people that stop smoking still have that damage. Yes, they're going to lessen their chances of having problems, but that damage is still in the lungs. It's still in the bronchial tubes. And trying all kinds of stuff. Again, see, treating a symptom. Not working. Treating this, treating a symptom with this. That didn't work either. On and on and on. And so I have that personal experience that no longer once or twice a year do I get bronchitis. If I've got the beginning of a cold or flu, okay, it used to take could take up to a month to heal. I could cough and cough and cough and cough. And so it is healed to the point where I don't have, and again, through dowsing, I picked this up. It is extremely accurate, folks. Extremely accurate. That's why I want you, if you don't call in tonight, let me mention this, and I will in another 5 minutes when we're off, before we get off the air. And that is, let me give you my office number. There will be no charge if I do a free consultation for you. 1-800-653-1056. 1-800-653-1056. Between 9 and 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. It's 10 minutes to 9 right now where I live. Eastern Standard Time. I have people who come to me. Over 90% of the people I work with are in other states and even in Canada. So don't be concerned or that you feel that you have to come to me. The other day a client said, oh, I'm so relieved. She was from Canada. She thought she was going to have to come to fly to me in Atlanta. She was going to go down to Florida, but she was going to make a stop to be with me. Well, I'd love to see you. I'd love to meet you. I'd love to have you. But the information I'm going to give you is going to be the same. It makes no difference. It makes no difference. And so, 1-800-653-1056. I want to give you my email where you can reach me. It is info at dowsing, D-O-W-S-I-N-G, dowsingforhealth.com. That's info at dowsing, D-O-W-S-I-N-G, forhealth.com. My website, just put in Dowsing for Health, and it will come up, dowsingforhealth.com. Okay? And my number, 1-800-653-1056. I will address your specific problems. First of all, I'll tell you in a heartbeat whether I can help you. And remember, it's very rare that I come up upon someone that I'm not able to help. But it does happen. So I will let you know what's going on in your body. I had a woman call me the other day, a client, and she said, I have been suspected from my eye doctor of having glaucoma. At the end of next month, I'm going to have more tests. Dr. Needle, what are you picking up, and are the supplements going to help me? And what is your take on this? And so, unfortunately, I did pick up very early stages of glaucoma in the right eye, and I let her know that within a couple of weeks, there is a new and improved product, one of our products that will come in, and it will stop the progression of that glaucoma. It will not reverse it. I don't know what will. And maybe someday I will find that, but I don't have that information now. And so, isn't it fabulous to know that that's going to stop? Now, people with cataracts is a better batting average, because I'm able to reverse through this program and working with the genetics of that particular individual to reverse those conditions. And so I have people that are working and reducing and getting rid of cataracts, and they are certainly much more common. And there's prevention of macular degeneration, prevention that we receive from chronic fatigue, autoimmune diseases. And taking diabetics, it's very fulfilling to get somebody off of their insulin or off their pills. Or they come to me and they don't even know that they're type 2 diabetics. They don't go to doctors, but they're having these symptoms, and I say to them, congratulations. They're going, what? I said, yeah, now we can do it through a fantastic, ideal healing modality to get rid of that diabetes. And we can do it because it's not real advanced type 2 diabetes. It's pre-diabetes, and then there's type 2 diabetes. Now, I'm not talking about type 1, because that's an inherited, born-with situation. But the most of the diabetes, my goodness, most of the diabetes is from creation of eating the wrong foods. It's not just sugar, guys and girls. It is not just the sugar. There are many factors that are involved. So you will find out if you've got heart disease and that we have plaque that can be removed. You don't have to go out and keep going to physicians that give you treatments and not removing the causes. What a way to go. I said this in the beginning of the program, and I'm going to leave you with this tonight. Okay. If you come to me, it is quite affordable. Can you afford not to come to me? You can delay it, and then it will cost you more and more. You can delay it, and you won't have true healing where the body heals itself. What a concept. The body is going to heal itself. I'm not healing you. I'm providing the exact nutrients, food sources, water supplementation. It's not your only water. Everything that's needed for the body to heal itself. Hope to hear from you. Call me 9 to 5 Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday, 1-800-653-1056. Go to my website, www.dowsing, for health, or email me at info@dowsing, for health. I truly enjoyed talking to you this evening. I'm talking from my heart and my soul. This is a mission of mine, and if you've listened to me over the last 6 months, 7 months, you know my story of how I got into this field, and now and then I do tell it. God bless, and hope to hear from you. Good night.